From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 27th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Beth Horton is stepping down as executive director of the Catskill Community Center after more than 2 years on the job. Horton and her husband are moving to Delaware. Horton said, and I quote, "This has been a very difficult decision for me. I just love the community center. I love what we represent. I love the staff we have," end quote. The Catskill Community Center board created a search committee and is currently advertising the open position and sorting through resumes. Horton intends to stay and assist her successor transition into the position. Vice President Jeff Friedman said she will be a resource for the person who takes over the board. Horton has been with the community center for 5 years. She worked in the after-school program as the program coordinator before becoming executive director in January 2016. Under Horton's tenure, the center became more efficient and better in serving the village, Friedman said. He said, and I quote, "She's going to be greatly missed. She has provided the center with so much experience. We've come a long way expanding our programming," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrew R. Chow is reporting for the New York Times. Steepletop poet Edna St. Vincent Millay's farmhouse in Austerlitz is in danger of being closed. The Millay Society has started a fundraising campaign, but says the historic site will close in November unless $1 million is raised. Vincent Elizabeth Barnett, the president of the organization's board of trustees, wrote in a statement, and I quote, "The cost of operating the site, even with a small staff and an extremely tight budget, exceeds the money brought in each year from donations and visitor fees," end quote. Millay and her husband bought the property in 1925 when it was still a blueberry farm, lived there until her death in 1950, and is buried on the grounds. The site was named a National Historic Landmark in 1971. It later became home to the Millay Colony of Arts, which offers residencies and workshops. The Millay Society said that $1 million would allow the house to remain open for 3 to 5 years. The society hopes either to start an endowment or combine operations with another organization to stay open beyond that 5-year period. And you can read that full story in the New York Times. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM The Cat. The Zone 14 Law Enforcement Academy held its 2018 graduation exercises at Columbia Green Community College April 7th. The class of 2018 included 11 officers representing departments in 6 counties, including the Village of Athens, Town of Greentown, the Greene County Sheriff's Department, Town of Greenport, and the Village of Philmont. Class awards were given, the Top Gun Award for Proficiency in Firearms to Matthew Putnam of the Village of Philmont Police Department, the Highest Academic Average Award to Matthew Novotny of the Village of Philmont Police Department, and the Physical Training and Overall Outstanding Recruit Awards to Colin M. Miller of the Greenport Police Department. The Zone 14 Law Enforcement Academy is sponsored by the Columbia and Green Sheriff's Office and Columbia Green Community College. It is fully accredited by the New York State Division of Criminal Justice. And you can read that full story at 985thecat.iheart.com. And for our final story, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Land Trust Alliance announced April 24th grants to 2 local land trusts. Land Trust President Bob Kingston said the Coxsackie-based Green Land Trust was awarded 3 grants totaling more than $36,000. The trust will use a portion of the grant to hire its first executive director. The hiring process is underway and the position is expected to be permanent, Kingston said. The balance of the award will be used to help protect 2 properties owned by the trust, a 100-acre farm in New Baltimore and a 62-acre wetland near Coxsackie. A $25,000 grant was awarded to Chatham-based Columbia Land Conservancy. The funds will be used to inform property owners about conservation options for forest lands and how to maintain standards for wildlife habitats. Conservancy Executive Director Peter Patton said some of the focus will be on the Taconic Mountain Range, which runs through the Taconic State Park in Copec Falls. Patton said the grant will also focus on attacking invasive plant species and planting native species at the Siegel-Kleinkill Conservation Area in Ghent. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers mainly afternoon today. The temperature high will be 51 degrees for Friday night. A chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Now your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 10 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. For Saturday night, showers are likely mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Sunday, a chance of showers mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:50 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 35 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 27th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.